To Yemen now, where tens of thousands of Shia mourners have attended the funeral procession of Houthi lawmaker Abdul Karim Jadban in Sana'a. Jadban's body was carried by his Houthi supporters to the capital's airport and flown to the northern province of Sa'da for burial. Jadban was a prominent Houthi lawmaker and the leading politician representing the Shia Houthi community in the national dialogue currently underway in the Arab country. He was gunned down by armed men on a motorbike as he was coming out of a mosque last Friday. The assassination came just weeks after deadly clashes between Houthi fighters and Saudi-backed Salafi militants in the northern town of Damaj. Mark Glenn, political commentator, joins me from Idaho for his thoughts. Welcome, sir. Mr. Glenn, just how important was the assassinated lawmaker?
Well, given the fact that Yemen is having serious problems right now, given its very large Shia population, and the fact that you have interested parties on the outside who would like nothing more than to see a civil war or a sectarian war taking place between Shia and Sunni, not just in Yemen but throughout the world, there couldn't be a better way to get something like this started, especially in a such a politically tense country as Yemen right now. So I think that the fact that you had as many as 10,000 supporters for Jadban out in the streets for his funeral, I think says a lot. This is not just a few hundred, but rather close to 10,000. I think that this does not augur well for bringing peace and stability to the region.
But of course, who is the main suspect in his killing, do you think?
Well, as I said, the only outside players that seek to cause this kind of sectarian strife, of course, are Israel and the United States. Israel wants nothing more than to see Muslim killing Christian, Christian killing Muslim, Shia killing Sunni, and Sunni killing Shia, because by doing this and bringing this kind of instability to these regions, it makes breaking these countries up easier for Israel to do. So this, of course, could be just what it appears to be, another sectarian killing. But then again, given Israel's history, we have to question whether or not she had her hands in this dirty business.
Indeed. Mark Glenn, political commentator from Idaho. Thanks for your thoughts there, sir.